It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
The government announced its new $150 million charter school program last year, which is due to begin operations in Term 1 this year. The program has been criticised by some existing education providers who say there is little evidence for its future success and that the money could be better spent elsewhere. The Dunedin Hospital rebuild was also confirmed last week after months of review and reconsideration. The new build will expand on existing hospital services as promised, but will have 59 less beds than initially planned. Given overcrowding issues in the health system at the moment, some are concerned that this upgrade won't be enough for the people of Dunedin. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party, I speak to MP Tim Costley about each of these issues, starting with the new charter school program. The new charter schools, which are opening this in the first term this year under the government's $150 million plan to revive the program. What's this policy aimed to do?
Yeah, so look, our policy for charter schools, look, we had it during the last national government. These schools offer sort of diverse options from vocational education to te reo, Māori immersion. It's really about making sure we give every kid in New Zealand the best start to life, giving them the best education, getting as many people as we can with some really aspirational targets to achieving that NCA level 2, which is really critical, so that we've given people a shot in life, given them a decent chance of a decent career and able to contribute to our country.
And if we're looking at the budget there, $150 million, is that money best spent in reviving charter schools rather than addressing maybe some of the other issues in the education sector at the moment?
Yeah, I think in this case it is, right? We don't want a scattergun approach. And look, I think our schools are on a great trajectory now with structured literacy, with structured math, an hour a day of reading, writing and math. You know, we've got rid of the cell phones, focus on getting everyone that great education that we need in New Zealand that we've been struggling to achieve for the last few years. But there are some kids that just don't respond well in that system, and there are some communities that want to have these other options. And when I look at the seven schools that we've got starting, whether it's coming from a te reo Māori, kaupapa Māori perspective, full immersion, whether it's coming from a sort of focus on getting people into industry and into some of the more hands-on careers, vocational education, like let me see working really successfully throughout Europe, or even from an arts education perspective. There are going to be cases where some people that have failed to really engage well in the traditional education system work really well in these schools. We saw that when we last had it with schools like Vanguard Military School or Te Kura Māori or Wātea. It works really well in these sort of more nuanced cases, and I think it's going to work really well here, and this is a great move for New Zealand.
And what kind of quality checks are in place for these charter schools?
Yes, yeah, so they've got some really, to be fair, almost higher targets and standards we're aiming for than the traditional one. For example, 95% of year 11 to 13 students achieving at least NCA level 2. That's a great target. We know that kids that achieve NCEA level 2 do far better in life if they get there. I mean, if you look at what Impact Lab have found, I think it's 80% of people in sort of the government system later on in life, whether that's corrections, courts, justice, whether that's health, social housing, whatever it might be, 80% of those are people that haven't achieved NCEA level 2. So if we can get people to that standard, and look, here we are for charter schools, 95% target. That's huge, and that is so far above what we're achieving now. So they still have oversight in terms of what they have to achieve with curriculum. They still have to achieve the basics, but they get to do that in a slightly more flexible way with curriculum staffing and governance, which allows them to tailor their approach to better suit student needs.
And if we're looking at the future of the charter school program, there were mentions of some of Aotearoa's public schools being transitioned into the charter school model. How democratic, I guess, is that potential transition?
Well, I guess that's the most democratic way, right? So it's letting communities decide. Look, initially there's just these seven that are opening now at the start of the year, and they're sort of spread across from Kaitaia to Christchurch. But I think letting communities decide is actually really democratic and also really important, because There will be some communities where they see a particular need and the community are up for it, and that school wants to change. We should be willing to listen to what a community wants. But also, we're not going to, we've said we're not going to go and do that where there's no other option for kids to go to a normal school. So that protects the democratic rights, to use, I guess, your language, of family, whānau, parents that want to stick with traditional education, which the vast majority do, right? We're talking 7 schools out of the whole country. So I think it's striking that appropriate balance. This is not a carte blanche approach. This is saying, look, there are isolated cases where this is working really well. It has worked well in the past, and communities want it. But of course, the vast majority probably will continue to choose a more traditional approach, but just with that structure that we've brought back to it, with, like I said, structured literacy, structured maths, an hour a day of reading, writing maths, those kind of approaches.
And if we're moving on now to the Dunedin Hospital rebuild, the government confirmed that this rebuild will go ahead, however, with 59 less beds than planned. Is this the best the government can do?
Yeah, look, I think this is a really good plan. We need to balance delivering the best hospital, and let's be really clear, this is delivering more beds than currently exist in Dunedin, right? So this is a vast improvement. This is a new state-of-the-art hospital, which is fantastic. But we also have to be really responsible about delivering it. I think of my mate when I was a student who's spent all his money and got a bit of a loan and bought this flash car, but couldn't afford to put petrol in it every week. And so it spent half the time just parked in the garage. It eventually got nicked from his flat because he couldn't drive it, right? And it's the same when you look at what Labor had proposed. It was just out of control, and it was actually not a responsible way to do it. I mean, they had these big announcements about this big hospital, but there was insufficient money set aside for the hospital. The costs were, described by the independent report. This is not national, this is not Labor, this is the independent one. It's blowing out. The governance was a struggle, it was messy, they were lacking delegation, lacking trust. The cost alone had gone from the initial one of 10,000 per square metre up to 30,000, right? It tripled in cost, the build cost. So we can't do that because there was no money left for things like pathology, for things like refurbishing and facilities, or even having a car park, right? So there's hundreds of millions of dollars short. We actually have to deliver something that is going to work for the people of Dunedin. We have to deliver something that we can, that can be delivered. And I think this is a great way, again, to balance that responsibility to actually deliver something. We can't just have big Kiwi build style announcements. But it still is a significant improvement on what they currently have. It's more beds than a VNR. It's a big increase in the number of emergency department spaces. There's more operating theatres. This is good news for the people of Dunedin.
And we saw some delays and review process earlier and during last year, which were bringing some uncertainty, right, for the people of Dunedin and that wider area, whether the hospital rebuild would go ahead, whether they would have access to that improved hospital. And then now the news that the plan, I mean, while it will be going ahead, it won't be going ahead, I guess, as they had previously thought. Has this government, I guess, and previous governments, done best by the people of Dunedin here around this issue?
I think this government is doing absolutely the best that can be done. I don't think it was great what we saw from the last government across the board. I think people of Dunedin, found life really tough, cost of living out of control, law and order, and healthcare was another key issue, because you can't just make big promises but then fail to deliver them. That might feel good, that might sound good in the short term, but that's not what we need. What you've seen from our government, look, last year we added another $290 million to this project. It's almost $2 billion now, right? It's like almost the cost of 3 transmission gully motorways, to put it in perspective, on top of almost $17 billion of health funding that we announced at the budget last year. So this is a significant investment. It's a really important investment. What is important, in terms of doing best by the people of Dunedin, is absolutely that we give them the a project that can and will be delivered. We need to be responsible and deliver that to budget. We need to make sure it is fully equipped to actually come with those things. I gave you pathology as one example that actually mean it can be used. It's not a mess car that sat in the garage and sounded great but was actually no use. It needs to be something that will ensure the people of Dunedin are getting quality health care. That's what this project is all about. And when you add that to our broader plan of growing the economy and making, you know, the cost of living and your daily life a little bit easier, I think that's absolutely doing the right thing for the people of Dunedin.
That was the National Party's Tim Costley speaking to me about the government's charter school program and the Dunedin Hospital rebuild.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.